You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Welcome back in, everybody, to the Porpoise Pod. As free agency, we are in the midst of free agency. As a lot of action happening these first few days for the Dolphins, bringing in Jalen Ramsey, signing David Long, Duke Riley is back. Couple things we should get to here, Solana. First of all, going into the weekend, we got the news of Tua's fifth-year option. Which, you know, I know stunned a lot of the football world, even though the general manager and the coach have both been on the record multiple times saying their quarterback, they believe in him. The coach is actually on the record with microphones and cameras and everything saying he wants Tua to be the quarterback for a long time. And so I know that this was a huge shock to a lot of media people, but Solana, the Dolphins, kind of putting a bow on this Tua controversy for right now, even to the boldest of skeptics.
There was a Tom Brady story, and then apparently he has a cat now. There was all the Lamar Jackson speculation.
I'm very disappointed in Rich Eisen. You know, I thought Rich Eisen was one of the good ones. He seemed to be, you know, remember he got in it with Mike McDaniel as Mike got the job. They had a little buddy-buddiness at the combine. Disappointed in you, Rich Eisen. You changed.
What the hell is he doing with the Brady stuff? What the hell is he doing?
I don't like it. Lazy. I expect that from a Florio, not you, Rich Eisen.
The second Daniel Jones got that contract, $40 million a year, whatever the hell it was, I thought Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel can't call up Tua and his agent quick enough to get him with that fifth year. Like that was the first, and I know a lot of people felt the same way. You risk, if Tua does end up this year staying healthy and playing that well, you risk having to pay him that and probably more next year. But now, I mean, you've got him under wraps, and I think, bro, that was a no-brainer. Like, it was a no-brainer at that point.
It's such a weird thing, man. Like, look, I'm not a guy. Like, I like Tua. I really root for the guy. I like Tua. I think he's, if you're a Dolphins fan, he seems as likable as it gets. I really don't get the weirdos. I get these wacko textures rules. I hate Tua. I can't wait for him to fail. I don't think they're Dolphins fans. I don't know. Maybe they just like being right. I'm not telling you you can't have concerns with Tua's health or that you're not convinced yet. But there is just, if you're seeing the quarterback market around this league right now, it's crazy. If you're the golden Willy Wonka ticket in the NFL right now is a good quarterback on his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. If you can elongate that for an extra season, it's dumb not to go and pick up that option. This is just smart business. So think Tua's mediocre, think he's a system quarterback. Okay, fine. But is it a better option than signing Grandpa at 50? Is it a better option than signing some dude who's on spirit quests? Is it better business than giving? And I love Lamar Jackson as a dude, as a player. Is it smarter than giving Lamar Jackson $230 million guaranteed with his injury past?
And two first round picks? Right. I might add, like, you were going to have to compensate the Ravens that. So you add that on to what you were about to have to pay Lamar Jackson.
It was just this whole thing has been lunacy for me from the start. It is a weird thing with him that I don't quite understand why yet he has become one of the chosen media buzz athletes. I don't get it. It's weird, but he is. We are here with him. But this one to me is just, it was such a no-brainer that the organization was telling you the whole time. So obvious, but I thought we should at least mention it because it was big news going into the weekend.
My only thing, Tobin, with what the organization was telling us and prior to Mike McDaniel getting here, they've told us things in the past that were wrong, that weren't true. They told us they weren't going after Tom Brady. Well, guess what? We learned they were. They lost a first-round pick over it.
Right.
And Deshaun Watson, same thing. How many times did Brian Flores get up and do his best to not commit to Tua, but kind of dodge the question and avoid it?
That was the thing that sold it for me the most, though. Like, I could tell, like, coaches lie. But Brian Flores was a terrible liar. And Chris Greer, he also must be a terrible liar. Because when that whole Deshaun Watson thing was going down, that dude didn't do any media. Shut down.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Not a press conference. I was going to that facility for a lot of these things. Not a peep from him until Deshaun Watson's whole thing was settled and they finally discussed it. This was a complete 180 off all that. All of the public opinion was, all I needed to hear was when Mike McDaniel told you, I spent 6 months, my first 6 months of this job, convincing everybody this guy's good. You don't put in that much work into something like that, have a relationship, and think, I'm ready to jump off the ship and hire Tom Brady. I just think that was weird.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, if the Dolphins would have tried to have sold me on Tom Brady, let's just say these rumors were true. Like, I don't think I could have been sold on Tom Brady at 46 years old replacing Tua. Like, you want to go trade for Lamar Jackson? I could be sold on that. You want to try to bring in Aaron Rodgers? Fine. I can be sold on that, even though he's trying to replicate the same team he hated in Green Bay. I don't get that. I know we're going to talk about
it.
Very
strange.
I can be sold on that. You're selling me on a 46-year-old Tom Brady? I wouldn't have been able to wrap my head around that one when you have a young guy who gave you your best offensive season when healthy since Dan Marino. That's a fact. So it never made sense to me, the Brady stuff. And the only way I could have processed it would have been if Tom Brady really wants to be within the Miami Dolphins organization. Hawk explained this to me. He said, if Tom Brady wants to buy into this organization, right? He wants to be an owner eventually. And by him coming here, it ups the value of the organization, which it would have just simply by him joining the team, joining the roster for a single season to be Tua's backup, then fine. But you're telling me Tom Brady's going to come out of retirement again after sitting on a sand dune in Sunny Isles to be Tua Tagovailoa's backup? First of all, no. Second of all, the second Tua throws one interception, you know what's happening.
Yeah, all of no training.
It didn't make sense. None of it makes sense.
I'll hear it. Look, if Tua does have concussion issues this year and he can't go, I will totally buy that Tom Brady thing is a call away and that he's going to be swooping like Superman.
Wouldn't be the worst break glass in case of emergency, but I'm just saying, but
that's what it's going to be. What it's going to be. All right. I'll hear that out. If we're talking to dramatics and back against the wall and you know that, then okay. We're not going to go all respect to Pembroke Pines legend, Mike White. You know, why did WFAN kill him? That was very strange.
They killed him with the
angel wings? Why did they give him angel wings?
Very bizarre.
Very strange behavior.